Union employees at a Rochester nursing home are picketing for better work conditions. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has this report.
Employees at the New Rock Nursing Home on Portland Avenue haven't had contracts for 2 years. Juanita Burgess is one of them.
It defeats the point to work and not be working towards your future. We have no 401k. We have nothing to... You work at a job for 10 years, and what have you invested in those 10 years? It defeats the point.
Burgess is also on the union's bargaining committee that's negotiating a contract with the home's owners. She and some of her colleagues are calling on their employer to deliver a favorable contract and solidify some of the protocols inside the home. New Rock is on the federal government's special focus list of facilities with a history of serious quality issues. An inspection last year found dozens of deficiencies in the nursing home, including mouse droppings on food items and a lack of an adequate infection control program. Christine Schaller is the nursing home's administrator. She says most of the inspection's findings did not put patients in immediate jeopardy, and they've made significant improvements since then.
We believe this year's survey is going well.
But Schaller also says she sympathizes with the picketers when it comes to their pay.
I think they have a valid point that their contract has expired 2 years ago and it needs to get resolved and signed, and we need to move forward.
And Burgess says Schaller and the administration are not to blame for the working conditions. It's the facility's owners she's after.
Every staff member from administration down is here showing up to work, doing what they can. It's the owners who own the building, who makes the money from the building running, who is not taking that money and putting it back into the facility so it can run properly.
A spokesperson for the owners says recent inspection reports have found some promising changes at the home, and they're confident their next contract proposal will gain the workers' approval. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.